Here's a thought I'll title Purposeful Viewing, which I'll discuss in contrast to what I call photography in the background. There's lots and lots of times when I walk into a room that I'll notice that there's photography on the walls. But I don't necessarily go to that photograph that's framed and hanging on the wall and look at it with purposeful intent. It sort of just gets absorbed into the background in the room. It's part of the room, but it's not the focus of my attention. So I refer to that as background photography. It's there for a different purpose. Now, you can turn it into purposeful viewing, and sometimes I do. You'll see an image in a frame, and it'll capture your attention. You'll walk up closely. You'll spend some time with it looking. But most of the time, you have to admit, we don't. It's there, and it serves a purpose. But that purpose is not to engage us for any length of time. Purposeful viewing, on the other hand, is what I hope my kind of photography is about. I'm more interested in having someone spend some time with my photography, whether it's a book or a PDF or a web page or however they stumble across one of my images. My hope would be that they would spend some time doing purposeful viewing, trying to relate to the photograph, trying to figure out how they respond to the photograph, maybe asking questions, maybe learning something. You know, there's all kinds of different responses. But any of those responses, in my way of thinking, is better than just having the photograph occupy a space in the background of the room as decor. A lot of photography is that. And I'm grateful that it is, because it's lovely to be surrounded by those kinds of really terrific photographs. But there is a difference between purposeful viewing and background photography, and I think it's, I won't say necessary, but it's useful if you know what kind of photography you are interested in producing. If you're interested in producing background photography, then that has certain implications about subject matter and processing treatment and etc. that make the photograph fit more comfortably with the rest of what's going on in the room for it to become beautiful but background. Purposeful photography is a different sort of thing. It has a different subject, it has a different sort of presentation method, media that are used, and both of them can be fine art photography, but I think they're sort of as different can be. And it's a rare photographer who can bridge the gap between photography as background and photography as purposeful viewing. Edward Weston comes to mind, Wynne Bullock comes to mind, Paul Strand comes to mind. Isn't it interesting that a lot of those people who are involved with purposeful viewing are the photographers who produced great books? Because a book is not something that you flip through casually. It's much more purposeful.